Good to be with you today here on Go Ask Your Father. Let us go right to our phone lines to the great state of Minnesota to 1330 AM listener Walt. Walt, how can I help you?
Yeah, first of all, I'd like to wish a merry, very merry Christmas to you, Monsignor, and all the listeners.
And thank you.
My question was, just recently I've heard that the Salvation Army is affiliated with Planned Parenthood. And I always used to give big, you know, at the kettles and stuff. I'd always throw a few bucks in and did a lot. I mean, as we were out Christmas shopping and stuff. But now that I hear that they're affiliated with Planned Parenthood, I mean, is it wrong to, is it the truth, first of all, and is it wrong, because I know they do a lot of good, but is it okay to still put money in the kettles?
Okay, I'm going to be generic because I don't know all the facts of what you're saying about Salvation Army. I'm just going to speak generically so everyone can do their own research. First and foremost, we are all called to be good stewards of what God has entrusted to our care. All right. So that's our time. That's all the gifts we have as far as abilities and talents and opportunities, all the relationships we have, and obviously all the physical resources and monetary resources that the Lord gives us. Of course, we cooperate with the Lord, so we also often earn these things as well as seeing them as gifts. They're both gifts, and they're also things we cooperate with God as we earn a salary or earn, a profit if we run a company or have our own business or whatever. So, but all of it's entrusted to our care to be good stewards. So we should direct those resources all towards building up the kingdom. Now, when it comes to giving to people who are in the charitable world, the world of the non-for-profit world, as it's called, what we should do is direct our resources to those institutions that are doing good, avoiding as much as we can the fact that everyone falls short of being perfect. I mean, the Catholic Church does, I think, a great job of being stewards of the resources entrusted to our care, but are we perfect of it? No. And so what we have to do is try to say, where is that money going to be best used to build up the kingdom, and what's God calling me to be part of and be supportive? Now, when I give to a charity, I want to feel that and know that all the money that I'm giving is going to be directed, as much of it as possible, is going to be directed towards the true good that I'm giving to that organization to do. And so I just do some research on the institutions before I give them, and I decide, is that institution doing good? Now, where I come from in Peoria, Illinois, Salvation Army has a tremendous outreach to the poor in that city, or at least it did when I was a pastor there. And our resources that went directly to that part of their ministry, I think, was a good thing. But generically, you have to understand that these organizations are quite big sometimes. And someone called me actually last week, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, and asked me about Salvation Army, about their religious beliefs. And of course, their religious beliefs are rooted in the Christian scriptures, though for some reason, and I'd have to research more to know this, people who practice or are part of Salvation Army, they don't believe in baptism, so we wouldn't recognize them as Christians. But they do some good work. Now, is some of their funds intermingled with things that we might not like? Well, that's where your personal research is going to have to examine that. But we should do that for every organization we give to, so that we're if you will, allocating our resources in a way that's going to do the most good. Does that make sense, Walt?
Yes, very much so. I know the Girl Scouts, it sounds like they're affiliated with Planned Parenthood. So,
well, I hesitate to use the term affiliated because that may mean more than it is. But here in the Archdiocese of Kansas City in Kansas, where I'm currently located and my college is located, the Archdiocese here has – our organization is separated from Girl Scouts, because we found there's other organizations that we can use that don't have some of the problematic teachings and emphasis that the Girl Scouts have.
Okay, so I guess the question is, you know, especially this time of the season, I mean, all the kettles are out there. Would it still be okay to put it in, even though you don't really know?
Well, if you intend, when we put money in an organization that does mostly good, but maybe some things we don't agree with, like any Protestant organization that runs a soup kitchen or a homeless shelter is doing good work. If we give money to that, of course, we intended to do the good work they do: feed the hungry, house the homeless. This is fulfilling Matthew 25. But if they're not run by a Catholic organization, we do have to accept a side consequence of giving money to that organization, is that they may also have pamphlets or Bibles or approaches that aren't fully the Catholic truth, right? That they'll have Bibles that don't have all the books that are revealed in them. They'll have pamphlets that explain their religion. I'm sure if I went to Lutheran service, social services, there'd be pamphlets on Lutheranism. And you'd expect that. But if we donate to Lutheran Social Services, we're doing so because we're supporting the good work they're doing, even though we can't fully agree with them. But we do that with our taxes, too, Walt. When we pay taxes, we do it for all the good things that our tax money goes to: schools and roads and defense of the common good and police and fire and all those other things that are part of the town Christmas displays that I just noticed this weekend in the various towns I was in. So, but some of that tax money is used either in wasteful or maybe sometimes even problematic ways. But when we pay our taxes, we intend the good, and we only accept that misuse of funds as a side consequence of trying to do the good we're doing. Does that make sense?
So it's okay.
Yes, it is okay to do that. Right. That's my point.
And just hope that all your money is going to the right cause.
That's correct. And now, ideally, you find an organization that's 100% with you. That's why I'm a big fan of Catholic Social Services and giving there, or giving to Catholic Religious Orders, or giving to Mother Teresa's Order, or any that you know all of it's going to that. So thanks, Walt. I appreciate the call. I'm going to take a quick break here on Go Ask Your Father, but we'll be back to take more of your questions, more of your emails. Our number here, 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. We'll be right back with more of Go Ask Your Father after the short break.